military supply.
Anticipation and expectation. I think that's what you could call this next Congress coming in, and it's a tall order for John Boehner, who is the new Speaker of the House. Remember, the Tea Party helped get a lot of the new Republicans in place in the midterm elections. Now, what will happen once they get in there? Because trust me, the people who laid the vote down, I think in a lot of different states, in a lot of different, with a lot of different scenarios that were hanging over the balance of power, are expecting a lot. So Boehner is now part of this big change in Washington. In fact, he's the 61st Speaker of the House. Did you know that? And he's right there in the center of things, because now you've got a president and a Congress who squarely are on different teams. Bipartisan, do you think? Or more partisan politics? I think there's going to be a lot of challenges ahead, no doubt, but serious things that affect all of us in this country. I don't care about the politics of it in the end. I care about the results. Let's get some results. I'm tired of a lack of action in D.C. A couple of things that I'd love to see is that mandatory reading time for bills. Imagine you actually have a senator or congressperson who knows the basics in whatever bill it is that they're voting on, instead of being handed the cliff notes from their aides. That'd be one good thing. The other thing would be, wouldn't it be interesting if they could do away with lame duck Congresses altogether? Did you know that that's a bill that is up for a possible vote in the next couple of weeks? Don't know that there's going to be much support for that, because the leftovers sometimes like to swing their votes, and that's what happened in December. Clearly, new battle lines are drawn, though, and that's what we'll be talking about a lot on America Tonight. We're going to Washington at the tail end of the month to talk about health care, the pros and the cons of it, looking at all angles, not just those who are saying, forget it, this is brutal, the individual mandate, just repeal the sucker. We're looking at it all angles. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. That's just a little taste, a preview of things to come. Got an interesting hour, including a conversation with Stephen Shohat, who is such a Hollywood insider, and we bring him aboard to talk about this time politics and actors. Alec Baldwin saying he wants to run for office. And you have a few others who also have those ambitions. Do actors make good politicians? Boy, we could certainly talk about that for a while. Let's head out, though, and take a call. Daniel in Minnesota, how are you? Thanks for the call. You're our leadoff man this hour. Hey, Daniel. Oh, I think Daniel dropped off. Next time we'll give you a free pass. How's that? He needed the fast pass because he was waiting in line, I think, for a little while. You know, you get the reference, right? Disneyland. You already pay a fortune to get in, but then they have these fast pass. And it turns out if you don't have a fast pass, you can't get back. You can't get through the lines for the attractions you want to see anyway. All right. Just like that, boom, Daniel's back with us. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just I wanted to make a comment on what you said earlier about the kind of the celebrity pull, or how it draws people's attention.
Yeah.
And there's a show that is on where it says celebrity without makeup. Why do I want to sit in my living room and watch people without makeup? They have two wars going on. Our country is a little bit shaky economically and socially right now. And it worries me, because if that's the focus of what the future is, we're in big trouble because my niece was telling me that they did a thing at her school and 40% of the children couldn't name Winston Churchill or Roosevelt, but they knew who Paris Hilton was.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. That's scary, just, isn't it?
It is, and it kind of goes back, it may sound a little cliche, but it kind of goes back to what Kennedy said about taking interest. What do you do? What can you do for your country? And cause I think a lot of places that they're so self-concerned about their own little world that they forget that their own little world won't exist if this country goes belly up. And we need to maintain our house.
Absolutely. Good point. And that's the problem. It's all about the 15, Daniel, it's all about that 15 minutes of fame at whatever cost. When you have this guy calling himself the situation, who I'm sure knows nothing about what's really happening in New Jersey, but it's all about, is he going to go out to the club that night? Is he going to suntan? Is he going to lift weights? Whatever. Making $10 million. Unfortunately, that lopsidedness, the youth of the country a lot are drawn to that. I would like to think, and I know there are wonderfully smart people out there in their early 20s or people that are in college right now, and let's hope that more of them get involved because that's the future. Where are we, like you said, if all of that tanks and it's more about TMZ and National Enquirer and what movie star is doing what, that's a sad state of affairs.
I agree, and instead of paying attention to the situation on the Jersey Shore, we should be paying attention to the situation that we're all facing.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, get our priorities in order, because if the foundation crumbles, there's no place to put the house.
Well said, Daniel. Thank you for the call. Excellent. He's such a good caller. You call any time. He listens to us, by the way, in Fargo, North Dakota. There's a station, one of our great stations, WDAY, Fargo, North Dakota. I was looking up some stuff about Fargo, a place that was founded back in 1871 and is known for retail and manufacturing. It's a big educational hub for that area. And it's also the home to North Dakota State University. But nobody out there can tell me, except for somebody in North Dakota, what the mascot is for North Dakota State University. I bet you.
Bison.
It's a bison?
Yep.
You look that up.
I know that. I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, that's too much of a layup.
Bison and the University of North Dakota, the Fighting Sioux, but I think they have to change their name due to some Native American that whole hiccup that happened a couple of years ago with the lawsuits.
Right, because there were certain things like Florida State and the Seminoles,
right.
The Indian coming, yeah, the sensitivity of the Indian nation, various Indian tribes not liking that idea. Yeah, you're right.
That's
about
correct.
The Fighting Sioux. How about that, the bison? All right, give that man a lollipop. That was very good. Also, one other fun fact, I don't know why I'm just throwing this out here. We love our affiliates. We love WDAY, too. It's a heritage station, been around for a long time. During the 1880s, I was reading this, it was the divorce capital of the Midwest. Why? Because the divorce laws were pretty lenient then. I'd say Texas is now the divorce capital of the United States, like drive-through divorces. Maybe Vegas. Vegas, you can get married and divorced, I think, in the same weekend practically. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is for the guys at work. We're playing in a pool.
You know what? Normally we play 10 or 12. This time it was 13. So, you know, you never know. Could be a break.
Very excited because 330 million is a lot of money.
We got a lot of excitement here. People are all over buying these tickets, trying to enjoy the hope and the fantasy that they might be the winning holder of a ticket. We have a $330 million jackpot that probably is going to grow beyond that by 11 o'clock tonight.
Ah, yes. Did anybody win the Mega Million drawing? Did anybody hit the big jackpot that was up to $350 million? $350 million. Wow. We figured it out last night, give or take, if you did the cash option. Well, actually, now, if it was that much, you'd get about $150 million. Oh, couldn't you think of, there'd be a lot of things you could do with $150 million. There'd be a lot of good you could do and have a lot of fun with that money. Anyway, without further ado, cover your ears. Spoiler alert. If you like to get up and jog in the morning and then go check your numbers in the paper the old-fashioned way, if you're listening to me in Connecticut, Vermont, Illinois, Kentucky, going out for that cold, brisk run, and that's just how you do it. You're a creature of habit. So, cover your ears if you don't want to hear the numbers. But without further ado, drum roll, please, back in the studio. Okay, the Mega Million numbers. 4, 8, 15, 25, 47, Mega Ball 42. Any winners out there? That doesn't seem like enough numbers. It is, though. I had a Mega Ball, and I had a slew of numbers. Can you see that? I had a slew of numbers that were circled. And I actually had every single number. They just weren't on the right line. Bummer. I can't believe it. Oh, well. If you did win the lottery and you want to speak to us, please call. I promise you'll be anonymous. Make up a fake name. 800-259-5791. Wouldn't that be wild? If somebody called, they could prove they won the lottery. I think if you won that much money, because money changes people and the people around you. So I think you would have to, if you could do it, but although people are not good at this, you would not say anything. If you were smart, you would not say anything to anyone, because it would change the way people perceive you. And I think the way that they would expect maybe something in exchange. So you'd have to go back to your original posse, then the new people you know, and then suddenly all these new friends that you would have to decide who was real and who was phony. And I've seen, there was a documentary, I can't think of the name of it. It was tremendous. It was just put together so well. And they showed various lottery winners, people who just literally lost their shirt, had won all this money, and then couldn't keep it together because they bought so much junk, so much crap, and spent so much money in so many different directions, and then gave the money away to various wives, various people, and they ended up with not very much. Then there were some people that were smart about it, and they started off in this manner of, okay, I'm still going to be the same person, and the people around me are going to treat me the same. Then they ended up moving and completely changing their life, living behind closed gates somewhere in a, let's say, well-to-do community, because they got tired of people pawing at them and people either being jealous or people wanting something from them, and it got too confusing. So they moved their entire lives from, I think they were in Pittsburgh, and moved down to like Sarasota, Florida. So the winning numbers are 4, 18, 15, 25, 47, and the Mega Ball is 42. And the exact amount is 355 million. In some places, people were lined up around buildings to get inside some of the stores. In D.C., that was their biggest drawing ever for any kind of lottery, and a lot of the convenience stores were just teeming with people. At little cafes in Nevada, they were saying that the same thing. People were passing through when they wanted to get a ticket or two. And in Arizona, they say that, well, actually, the prize is the fourth largest ever in U.S. history, second largest in Mega Millions history. So the highest prize ever, 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 you don't have to go back too many years, was March 2007. 390 million. Matt, I know you got a ticket for the Mega Millions. Obviously, you don't have a winning ticket because I know you're on the other end of this. I as much as you like doing the show, I don't think you'd be on the other end if you won that much money.
I would be long gone.
That's so nice. Thank you.
I love you, but not enough to stay.
That would be your... You wouldn't even have an on-air resignation. It would just be bye, I'm gone.
It would just be bumper music. On and on. You just have to talk over it.
Well, we can't find out so far, because I've looked at the lottery. I haven't found out if anybody won or not.
I'll keep checking throughout the show. Usually they'll update it a little bit afterwards, and they'll either up the jackpot or you'll see it go back down to whatever it starts at. I can't remember if it's 15 or 20 million, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you go onto the lottery website, usually that'll happen.
But we do have to put out the disclaimer, though. Gambling ruins families. So
yes.
Do it at your own
discretion, at your own risk. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you just had fun with it and you play a little bit, if you just play a couple of dollars,
but there's
it's not a
people
big deal.
Who go nuts over this, where people spend over like hundreds of dollars on tickets, and I don't know. I play a couple here and there when the jackpot gets big, just to put my hand in the bucket and see if I can pull out a winner. But
I agree. You know what it's like? It's like when you go somewhere for a charity thing, and let's say the raffle ticket, it's for some car they're auctioning off, and it's kind of, let's say it's pricey even, it's like $10 or something, or more than that, sometimes it's more than that. But what the heck, you throw in, because you might win the car.
You never know. You never know. It's always nice. You always have that little time where you dream about what it would be like, and that's worth the dollar to $2 for me. That's entertainment for a little bit.
Yeah. To win it would be unbelievable, but I think to play it thinking that's your retirement, which some people, and this
the
documentary
America
is...
America Tonight with gold-plated microphones.
Yeah. It would be different. Yeah. The hottest ticket in town in a lot of places, because Mega Millions is played in a lot of different states. So far we don't know if there's a winner or not since it's jammed up, since the lottery has not reported it at this point. 41 states have Mega Millions, so there's a lot of opportunity that someone could have finally nailed it. Woof. All right, speaking of getting nailed in a much different direction, remember we were telling you about the Navy captain who was about to ship out on the USS Enterprise, where finally he had been a Top Gun pilot, he was second in command, and now he was the top brass. Unfortunately, some videos were released that were pretty lewd videos. And initially, when I saw, because the one I saw didn't seem that bad, but then somebody heard my comments, sent me a whole bunch of them, and you can find them now all over the internet. And it is pretty bad. And the problem with his position, or with the position he had, is that he was too far up the chain of command to do that. I've spoken, and I said this on a previous show, but just to cover all my bases again, I have a lot of Navy people in my family. In fact, that's the branch of the military that almost everyone in my family has served in, from the enlisted types to even a couple officers. And all of them said the same thing. And these are party people, big drinkers in their day, let's say. But they agree that this Captain Owen Honors, who lost command, he was stripped of the command, did a stupid thing. Because, yeah, they were in the middle of two different war zones, and, yeah, there was tension, and then you're on this boat and all this other sort of stuff. But the problem is that it got all the way up the chain of command to the military powers that be. The Pentagon was furious, I understand, with what they saw, and they started to pour through it. So they permanently removed this senior Navy guy from the command of the aircraft carrier. He's got to be just kicking himself. He's got to be sick to his stomach. Can you imagine? Pretty popular, had everything going for him, did the whole career military nonsense. And I say nonsense, I don't mean nonsense, because as I said, people in my family who have done it. I mean the nonsense that you have to go through to move up the ranks. There is an order. There is a pecking order. There is a lot of butt kissing, just like in other fields. You have to move up to the ranks and to do the things that are necessary to become a commander. So now he is done. And these videos were from 2006, 2007. Here's what I think happened. Once he got command, somebody who had an axe to grind decided to release the videos, and then he was screwed on this. Because all of a sudden, the videos were everywhere, and the military's like, no way. We can't keep this guy in with this poor judgment. Fair or foul? Meet you on the flip side.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Angeles, where a lot of Hollywood stars make their homes and their living. If it's not in New York, it's usually in Los Angeles. Alec Baldwin has been asked a lot lately if he would be interested in a political run because a lot of the statements he's made over the years. Remember the whole thing about I'm going to move to Canada if Bush wins again and all that. And he's getting a lot of pub lately, doing another appearance on Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. Is at least a cult hit and then some. So his name is out there a bunch. He's been in a lot of movies lately. And he was asked on CNN once again if he would consider public office. And this just happened. And he said, yes, he's very interested in a political run. He knows there's a lot of obstacles and all that other kind of stuff, but he's very, very interested in it. He wants to see what elected leaders, people who have not lost sight of what the middle class is what he's saying, what they say, and he'd take his acting career and whatever fame he has gotten from that and use that to parlay it maybe to a political career. Arnold Schwarzenegger, we know, did that as the governor of California, now just abdicating his throne. What's next for Arnold? A lot of people think he might jump back into the movie business. One of our favorite people to have on this show, and we're going to have him on every single week in the new year, which is great news, Stephen Shohat. You know him. He is the master when it comes to Hollywood history. The guy has been a professional tour guide in Hollywood for quite some time And he's got a book out that's just tremendous. It's filled with really fun stories, Hollywood stories. You can get that on Amazon.com. Stephen, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
What do you think? Arnold goes back into the movie business? At least a cameo, I bet.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I thought he might, but this thing he did, if people aren't familiar, he finished his term giving parole, not parole, but reducing a sentence to Esteban Nunez, who was the son of Fabian Nunez, who was once Arnold's big opponent in the California Assembly. And then they teamed up together on green legislation, and a lot of people are looking at that very angrily, saying that Arnold pulled this special favor for this young man who was convicted of manslaughter, sentenced to 16 years, was in a knife fight at a frat party, destroyed evidence. One of his cohorts ended up killing somebody, and it looked really bad for him. And I think this, at least in California, Arnold's popularity was already going down, and this will make it go down even further. So, a cameo is one thing. When you're a movie star, and one thing that Arnold used to be great at was doing publicity for movies. I mean, he would do like 200 interviews in a day to sell his movies, and always do with a bunch of energy. And I think he might not get a positive reaction anymore if he did that. So it's one thing to say that you're going to go back into movies. It's another thing to do it. But with cameos, it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah. How about Alec Baldwin? You heard me just talk about Baldwin. He's been toying with that for a while. There's people that want to strangle Alec Baldwin, and then there's other people that just adore him. And if he ran, I think, in the right city, hello, New York, and the right position for the right office, he might have a real shot at it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he could. It would have to be the right city. I mean, a few years ago, Alec Baldwin was so... I don't know what the word is, radioactive, that when they advertised movies, he was sort of kept out of the advertising. Like, I remember The Cat in the Hat, they just when they had clips for him, when they had the clips of the movie, the previews, they failed to let the audience know that Alec Baldwin was in it. So he was persona non grata. I think his image has gotten a little bit better the last couple of years. So yeah, I think if he was in the right situation, it'd have to be a very liberal situation though. Although the one thing he did a couple of years ago was he said nice things about Sarah Palin, when she was on Saturday Night Live. So, I don't know if that softened people up a little bit or made him seem a bit more understanding to the other side of the aisle. But sure, he would definitely have a chance. I'm sure also that phone conversation that he had with his daughter a couple of years ago might play against him a little bit.
That was nasty. That was nasty. And this, Stephen, it was played everywhere on every morning show, every talk show. That was quite some time ago. And then he went on the View and tried to explain it somewhat and was on like Larry King and whatever. And so maybe he could get beyond that. But you're right. That would be dug up again.
And also conservative talk show hosts would be coming after him in a big way. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that he'd have to overcome. But of course, I wonder how some of the conservative talk show hosts feel about Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was anything but a conservative and really got a lot of aid from them back in 2003. So despite the fact that, he made it clear pretty early on that he didn't really hold conservative positions. It's just flabbergasting to me. Arnold made it clear pretty early on that Robert Kennedy, for example, was his environmental advisor. So to be surprised that he would have all these green positions that a lot of people consider to be job killing is just not paying attention to what he was saying back then.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you're a history buff when it comes to Hollywood. There have been plenty of actors who have gone into politics and done it well. Ronald Reagan is the best example of it, I guess, right?
Right, right. Well, you know what happened? At first, I think actors were a little bit intimidated by politics generally. The one exception was Helen Douglas, who wasn't really a movie star. I mean, she was only in one movie, and she decided to run for Congress. But I think most of the major Hollywood actors were kind of intimidated by it. And then when television came along, people like Dwight Eisenhower and people like Adlai Stevenson, they were very uncomfortable with television at first, and a lot of them turned to the Hollywood community for help. And I think that's what sort of got people thinking that, you know, this is a new age and style is going to mean as much maybe as substance, and maybe we can get into this thing, and we, you know, we can communicate very well. And I think George Murphy was one of the early ones when he former song and dance man, when he ran for senator, and he said, you know, I always played a nice guy, and that's very, very important to people. Don't discount that. And I think Fred Gandy, who was on the Love Boat when he ran for congressman, he basically said the same thing. And Ronald Reagan, the same thing. And you know, a story about Schwarzenegger, when he was offered the role of the Terminator, he was kind of afraid of what it might do to his political career. And you know, he had a meeting with the head of the studio, Mike Medavoy, and he said, Arnold, don't worry about playing a bad guy once. I mean, when I was a kid, I saw this movie called Kiss of Death with Richard Widmark, where he pushed an elderly lady down the stairs and laughed like a maniac. And I never forgot it, and people never forgot it. So play a bad guy once, and you'll make an impression, and you can play good guys after that. And that's helped Arnold decide that he wanted to play the Terminator. And what Mike Medavoy didn't mention, and maybe he didn't know, was that after Richard Widmark played that role, for weeks afterwards, elderly ladies would stop him in the street and slap his face.
I love that story. Of the young actors, like the Ben Afflecks, and he gets politically involved. Do you see maybe in the near future a few of them, as they start to get a little bit older, maybe they kind of take that step like Schwarzenegger took?
Yeah, there's always, I can't say specifically, but you know, there's always been that attraction that the political parties have toward the show business people since the age of television came along. I mean, Gregory Peck was approached by the Democrats. Tom Hanks was approached by the Democrats. John Wayne was approached by the Republicans. Now, I actually think that Arnold might have damaged the movie star brand a little bit, and that you might want to have some time before you, if you're an actor and consider that, to get away from Arnold a little bit, because I think he's just going to have a negative connotation for a while, you know, as far as his public service goes. And Arnold really is the only really true movie star. I mean, Ronald Reagan and George Murphy and Fred Gandy, they weren't really movie stars or having entourages telling them how great they are and things like that. They didn't really have the same level of fame at the time they decided to run for politics.
Needless to say, it'll be interesting to scout that out and see who's next, because for sure somebody gets bored, somebody decides they want to get politically active, somebody decides they've made enough money, because that's part of it, you know this, if they make enough money, then they can jump into the political game, and they can, if they've got a decent enough profile, they can certainly raise that profile even a little bit higher. Stephen Shohat, interesting stuff. We're going to talk to you again next week. You never know. There's always so much with the movie business. It stretches in all different directions. And if people want a copy of your book, they can pick it up on Amazon.com.
That's right. The book's called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies, HollywoodStories.com. And it's also available as an ebook now on Barnes & Noble, The Nook, and the Amazon Kindle, and also available in hardcover.
Oh, very good. All right, thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Happy New Year again.
All right, you too. So Alec Baldwin with a big pronouncement about, I want to get into politics. I'm real, real interested. And I think Stephen's right, and as we were saying, if it was in a very liberal area, which would be New York, where he lives, and if it were the right thing, he might have a shot at it, because he's saying that 30 Rock eventually comes to an end here, and he's hinted around enough that I wouldn't be shocked to find out eventually when someone decides they're going to retire maybe Schumer gets out of the spotlight and he decides he's going to run for his Senate seat. Can you imagine? What do you think the chances are of him getting elected to that seat? Hey, don't forget you can catch up with us on Twitter or Facebook, or send us a note to americatonight.net.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and sleep. And through a fractal and a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Things in here in a little segment we like to call Odds and Ends. You just heard the tail end of that song, Never Survive on Lust. Well, it looks like in Hollywood, since we were talking about Hollywood, there are people that do survive on lust in Hollywood. You know, how do you stay with, this is the problem. You're this uber famous person, and then suddenly the person that you're with becomes the next hot thing, and the ego just cannot take it, I guess. We hardly ever talk about the Hollywood bimbos or fools or idiots. Although I don't think everyone's that way. I've met a lot of actors and actresses that are terrific people. They give a lot of money to charities, and they could be doing other things in other careers. So that's not fair to say that across the board. But there's some funny headlines that are worth mentioning, including there was a big one I saw in Huffington Post about Eddie Murphy and the fact that his ex-wife went through $15 million in 4 years, and she's broke. You think Eddie's going to give her some more money since he's making all the money with the kid flicks? Always make money with the kid flicks, always. And then there's this other story about Meg Ryan hooking up with the guy who sings Little Pink Houses. That would be John Mellencamp. He can't make up his name, his mind about what his name is, right? It's John Cougar or John Mellencamp Cougar or is John Mellencamp? I don't know. But you know who he is. Jack and Diane, all that kind of stuff go way back. So anyway, somehow those two apparently are hooked up. I can't imagine. Can you imagine if your job, like you were like the TMZ person, and your job was to stake out the LAX airport, and you had to be out there with your camera, skulking around in the bushes, trying to figure out who was zooming who and who's getting off the plane and what kind of obnoxious questions you're going to scream at them. I mean, I don't get it, but the celebrity stuff sells. So that's why. You know, we talk so much politics here, and thank goodness so many of you, whether I agree with some of your opinions or not, formulate opinions and care about what's happening with our taxes and care about what's happening with healthcare. But boy, there are a lot of people that care much more about what's going on with celebrities. So anyway, the chick that starred in When Harry Met Sally rattled some cages, I guess, out west by hooking up with John Mellencamp. The two of them apparently are involved. Shocker. That's it for your Hollywood gossip for odds and ends. Should you really care about that kind of stuff? On to a few other things that I would certainly consider meat for odds and ends. And you can always tell when you get a headline like this headline, where this was on Drudge, and it says, this is the headline. Okay, you ready? Do we have a drum roll? I'm not setting this up right. Do we have a drum roll anywhere? Stuffed back in the closet somewhere. Oh, I think he went out to go get a soda. Ah, there it is. Sweet. Nearly 5,000 pounds of pot found in a tomato garden. What does that mean? 5,000 pounds of pot. Yep. So the idiots that decided that they were going to grow their cash crop mixed it in with the tomatoes and figured nobody would notice. I don't know. The little I know about cannabis growing, they get pretty, the stalks are pretty decent sized and very easy to spot. So the custom and border protection people seized about 5,000 pounds altogether of marijuana from a tractor trailer hauling green tomatoes in Arizona. It was a good decoy, I guess. Originally, the thought was good, but it didn't work because they scream those trucks at the port of entry in Nogales, especially there, because there's so much nonsense that happens at that border crossing. And they found all these bales of marijuana, and it was pretty obvious. The guy who was driving the truck tried to play dumb. He was a 48-year-old Mexican citizen, shocker. He was arrested, turned over to immigration, and I'm sure he's on his way back to Mexico. That's what happens. Slap on the wrist, then I know you'll come back and do it again, and let's see what happens. But anyway, clever idea, not well executed, especially at a major crossing area. And what's up with the birds dying? We told you about Central Arkansas and all the birds. It was, like they said at the end, there was 5,000 dead birds. Now they're also talking about dead birds that have turned up at the Chesapeake Bay, and not only just the Chesapeake Bay, and that's tens of thousands too, also small fish there. Also in Kentucky, there's a woman that's reporting that there are just dozens and dozens of dead birds in her backyard. what is going on with the dead birds? It can't be all poison. Are birds, are all these birds dipping down and getting into poison in all these places, and they're scattered all over the place? It makes no sense. But people are reporting it, and they're saying they've never seen anything like it. And you know what? The birds are the same birds. Those black birds with those red tips. So something's awry here. You got these black birds that are just flying out of the sky. What possibly could this be? And what we keep hearing is it's noise. Even in the case of the Kentucky woman, a biologist is saying, oh, yeah, that we can explain that because autopsies have ruled out poisoning. It's probably the fact that there was some kind of thunderstorm that sucked them up into the air. It disoriented them, and then it fatally scared them to death, basically. We have scared birds flying around this nation. Should you see these blackbirds with these red tips, they might dump into your neighborhood sometime soon if there's a crack of lightning or someone shoots off fireworks or somebody shoots off guns into the air. You just don't know when or where it's going to happen. I have to think it's just a tad odd that in all these different places that we're seeing this. I don't know. Does anyone else think that's a little bit odd? And then somebody said, well, maybe it's in Arkansas, they were talking about it was a weapons test, that they were doing weapons testing, and that's probably what happened there. But I'm just a tad suspicious. If I was ever going to get sucked into a good conspiracy theory and you got one for me, this is the time to throw it out to me because I might buy into it. I'm thinking the blackbirds dying. Yeah, there's something that's starting to happen. What is it? Is it something in the food supply of what they're eating? Of course, birds, they're on their own. They're all over the place. But I can't believe that it's just these loud sounds. Do we have any reports of this in history where we're reading about dead birds? The only place I can remember is Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds. That's it. And they were attacking people, so a little bit different, and that was a movie. I don't get it. But if you have some theories on this mystery and you want to share them, please do send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And one last one for you on odds and ends. Big report about some of the schools in Detroit. 40,000 kids are getting laptops. The public schools there that are struggling, they're going to spend $49 million in this federal dough to push technology in their district. 40,000 new laptop computers. The kids are grade 6 through 12. And then 5,000 desktop computers, too. That's interesting, huh? They're being funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. It's a massive technology infusion. Boy, and there have been so many problems in the Detroit schools. I realize that they need the computers. I realize the technology is good. But because of some of the other things that they're dealing with in Detroit, they're laying off bus drivers. They're barely keeping some of the classrooms open for business, shall we say, in these districts because so many people are leaving Detroit because of what happened with unemployment. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!